In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What are you doing?
Two gigs in Nottingham tomorrow. I'm doing Comedy Cellar tonight, two gigs in Nottingham, and I was in Devon for the Thursday and the Wednesday.
And then drove back from Devon to do this.
Yeah.
I was just on Facebook. I just put a photo up earlier, and then the first comment I just read, got loads of comments. He went, "A face only a mother could love."
Oh.
Here we go.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Danny Ward.
Here we are then.
And it's a guest episode, so we're also joined by Tom Toll.
Hello everybody.
For the second time? Third time.
Well, it depends on what
iteration.
Because I remember we've done this in a staircase in Watford.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That wasn't this show. That was called Jokes Not In My Show.
That's
it's a very similar show.
very different.
Much shorter. That was about a 2 or 3 minute show where I'd grab comedians at gigs and then just ask them the question.
And now look what it's grown into.
Look at this.
We've got two pairs of headphones.
Although fucking neither of you are wearing them.
Should I wear them? Does it really make you feel better?
Well, no, only one of us could. Will they reach me? Because I'll wear them.
Yeah, they'll reach them up.
I'll wear them.
So you're not to know this, Tom, but it's a bone of contention that we only have two pairs of headphones and there's always like a guest.
Is that because you just haven't got around to getting one?
I don't know. You have to ask Mark.
Whoa.
And now we need to...
Okay. I think I see why there's only two headphones.
To be fair, I did ask Danny if it would reach. Is it all okay,
it,
Danny?
It probably would have reached...
The podcast kit just fell on the floor.
Oh God.
Luckily onto the carpeted area rather than the hard fork. Vinyl floor.
Yeah. When you put that on that suitcase earlier, in my head I was like, that's not going over.
No, I'm not proud of it, Mark. I'm not proud of it. It's all been a bit last minute arrangement wise today.
Sure.
Did you think...
I was driving back from Hope Cove.
did you think we need to work out how to...
Well, ideally,
present the podcast equipment, and you went, "I'm on the case."
did you tell the listeners it was on a case before you did that joke?
Just a second ago, I said something about the suitcase.
Right, yeah.
And it's a suitcase on wheels.
Yeah.
Which isn't ideal.
No, it's for
stability.
I mean, it's cemented, really, if I'm honest.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
I always check. Yeah. We did a whole episode and it wasn't recorded the other
episode.
Day.
Oh, no.
Only 25 minutes.
Oh.
Out of a 30-minute show.
Was it a good one?
It was good. I'll tell you what happened this one was.
It was just us two, though.
We'd done it. It's happened twice. Well, no, once it happened... I was coming off stage after doing a support spot for Mark.
Oh, yeah. So we had
and
this
he
thing.
Had it all set up ready.
It's quite
and
fun
then he
to
came
come
out
when he's adrenaline.
And give me the mic. And then we did all that in the interval. We thought, fuck, this is good shit. I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah.
What I did, and then I didn't press record.
Oh, God.
Oh. But we learn from these things.
Absolutely.
And now we've got a protocol, haven't we?
Yeah.
Every halfway through the episode, I say, is it recorded?
Got to have a system.
So it's good to have a system.
So it's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. It was, so another time was in your producer's flat. So we went from a stairwell to a flat and now we're in another flat.
Yeah, near that flat.
You prefer the term studio, really.
Studio flat.
hey, there's a bedroom there. This is not a studio.
Sorry. What makes something a studio? Is it just all in one room?
Yeah, what they mean is a no-bedroom flat.
The toilet's not in the room, but that's a separate room.
But you can have living room, kitchenette, and a bedroom all in one space. That is a studio.
In Big, has he got a studio flat? Because I remember as a kid watching that and thinking that would be my dream house.
Yeah, but it was a big old, that was like a massive...
Converted warehouse or
loft apartment, wasn't it, in Manhattan?
Yeah.
Oh.
It is, but that's...
I've seen that for a long time.
Oh, it's a brilliant film. Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
we're all trying to think of puns. I can see it.
Grow up.
Hey.
Hang on. Okay, that was a badum tush. But you wouldn't know that because Mark got the headphones.
Mark doesn't know that because
I've got the headphones. Tom Toll's not got the headphones.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
Mark
hasn't
bought the headphones.
So what's been happening? You've been writing jokes?
I have been writing jokes.
You've been busy gigging. You've been doing this. You've been doing that.
Yeah, I've been trying to... Danny.
Yeah.
Mark's quite a supportive guy.
Mm-hmm.
The other day... So I've been trying to improve my online output.
Yeah.
The other day, Mark went, I've seen that you're putting a lot more videos out, which isn't a compliment. It's not, they're really good. It's just...
That is a compliment.
It's kind of just addressing the fact that he's seen videos. He hasn't liked any of them, but he's seen the content is emerging.
No, that's...
He doesn't like competition, champion.
No.
Can I tell you honestly, I was really happy.
Right,
because...
Okay.
The consistency is the most important thing, and you've been consistently putting out average videos.
You walked into that one, Chief.
I did. Great. No wonder he doesn't like them. That's fine.
They're great. No, I assume you know they're good. Like it's, but genuinely, the compliment on you putting lots out is to me is better than a compliment saying one's particularly good.
Sure,
but it's the most important thing. It's great.
So if ever I get a like from Mark Simmons, that means it's...
Do you mean
really
an actual
good.
Physical like on the video?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't. As opposed to going, I like that.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. That means nothing to me.
Do you mean I should put the like on it?
People got the wrong idea. Just like telling people, I like that video.
I have no idea if I put likes on videos. I don't even think about that.
Do you not?
No.
Do you not think that's a real slap on the back to your compadres to be like, yeah, well done?
I guess so, yeah. I haven't even thought about it.
Trouble is now, he's going to go back through and like everything and it will look
really
creepy.
Yeah, and the currency has been... Yeah. Oh, you got a like from the Mark Simmons video? Yeah.
But what's your social media so people can go and like it?
Tom Toll Comedy, T-O-A-L.
That's weird by spelling Tom.
Hey!
If that
was in a video, I'd like it.
that's your real surname, yeah. I mean, there's
yes.
a reason why it wouldn't,
yes.
wouldn't be.
No, yep. Are you Danny Ward?
Yeah.
Yep, you Mark Simmons?
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
I wish I wasn't, though. My grandfather was adopted, and he was from a family of De Winters. So
De Winters?
I could have been Daniel De Winter. I'd be bloody Hollywood
Well, you'd
now.
Be fine, because it's posh people do well in comedy.
He did a whole thing in one of his shows about it.
Yeah.
About being, I reckon you could investigate... You could... Delve deeper.
Daniel
into that.
De Winter.
Daniel De Winter.
He wouldn't
yes.
be in a studio flat.
He wouldn't be a Danny.
No, he'd be method actor.
Do you know? Yeah, he'd be a method actor. And do you know what? Mark Simmons would like his posts.
He would, yeah. And share them occasionally. You know?
He's not Sir Daniel De Winter.
But you could get a Sir Daniel De Winter. That sounds legit, doesn't
He's
it?
He needs to be knighted. Yes,
Daniel De Winter. Yeah. I think. Definitely two Oscars, maybe about five Oscar nominations across his career.
The services to
So let's
podcasting.
Talk about this. Other family names within your family, let's see if any of us have got better names for comedy. What's your other side of your family? What's the
Konopka.
Konopka?
Yeah.
Tom Konopka.
Well, I think it's memorable.
Tomek Konopka. Tomek Konopka.
Tomek?
Tomek. It's Thomas in Polish. So I mean, I sound like I play the midfield for West Ham. Tomek Konopka.
I quite like Tomek Konopka.
Tomek Konopka.
Say about that.
It might be tricky.
It sounds a bit like comic, doesn't it? Tomek. It sounds a bit like comic.
Tomek Toll. Tomek Toll.
Tomek.
No, Tom Toll does work really nice.
Tom Toll works rolls off the tongue, but Tomek Konopka.
Konopka, interesting. I don't think that's a good comedy name.
Maybe a good wrestling name, perhaps.
It could be.
Tomek Konopka. My mother's maiden name.
I get USA chanted at me because I'm a foreign heel.
Mackay, So I could, Daniel Mackay would.
That's Daniel Mackay's nice.
If I had my time again, I would have come out on the circuit and said, I'm Daniel Mackay. If you do it now, you just like, you're having a breakdown.
Yeah.
Anyone missed that boat.
Yeah. Anyone want to know mine?
Go on then.
Yeah. No.
Yes, please, mate.
Mum's, actually, you shouldn't say mum's maiden name because they'll be able to break into your bank accounts.
Oh, that's true.
My, I could tell you my, so my mum's one is probably no different than Simmons really, but the, my dad's family, so my nan's maiden name was Wooten Wigley.
Oh,
which
wow.
I think is quite a fun
Mark Wooten Wiggly.
Wooten Wiggly. I think that's quite a cool.
It sounds like a character from a radio play.
Wiggly.
Could you actually Wooten Wiggly?
Could you go Wooten?
Well, no, I'd say Wiggly. I'd say first name Wooten.
Wooten Wiggly.
Wooten Wiggly.
Yeah, Wooten Wiggly.
I think that's a really
musical
good character.
Star. Yeah,
it's a good character name there.
Going down to see Wooten Wiggly. Yeah.
I always remember Mark. I've got a joke. Well, maybe not a joke.
No, you haven't
yet.
Yeah, but I've got a joke.
I said, you know, when I was growing up. The first comedian I got taken to see was Boothby Graffo. Yeah?
Oh, yeah,
I mean, how well's he done? He's now got a village named after him in Lincolnshire.
Lovely.
Oh, it is
That's
a joke.
Really good. Yeah. It is a joke. But what we were talking about is
because I hadn't realised it was a stage name until I've drove through fucking.
But it's one of those things that I don't think it comes up a lot on the podcast. It's not commonly enough known as a village.
Like if it was Melton Mowbray, it'll be
if it's Milton Keynes or do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
maybe. But then again, maybe that'd be too close and it'd be too spoon fed.
Yeah, and the joke would have been probably made by people all over the place.
But I think it's worth trying.
Yeah, I used to have a joke where I'd say to get your porn star name, you'd have to take your mother's maiden name and the name of your first pet. So my porn star name is Tom Toll because I'm the product of cousins and a narcissistic 5-year-old.
Hang on. I don't know. I haven't processed any of that. Sorry.
So what's this show about? It's about just,
hang on.
I was listening. Mark just shits on your dreams.
Because I'm the product of cousins, that's why my mum's maiden name is the same as my name. That's Toll. A narcissistic 5-year-old is naming his first pet and calls his first pet Tom. So I'm the product of cousins and a narcissistic 5-year-old.
I mean, that does work.
Yeah.
It's a lot to unpack in the moment.
It used to work, but I had to proper slow it down, yeah.
Yeah.
And I obviously told it in a way.
That's fine. I love that because it all works.
Yeah.
But that's a lot to think about because there's so many elements to it.
Yeah.
So Baldrick Mackay was my real porn name.
Baldrick
Mackay. I had a hamster called Baldrick, bit me after a year, never touched him again. He didn't bite me because I touched him inappropriately.
What's your porn star name?
Hang on, what's the first bit?
So to get your porn star name,
yeah,
you take your mother's maiden name and the name of your first pet. So my porn star name is Tom Toll.
Well,
which is the product of cousins and a narcissistic 5-year-old.
Hang on, what are you talking about? I'm joking.
But
what's great? It's good because I understand
just
it
out
now.
Of interest. Just out of interest, what is your real porn star name? What would it be? First pet, mother's maiden.
The first pet is perfect.
Yeah.
Candy.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Candy Wool and Wotton.
Candy Wotton Wiggly. Candy Wiggly.
Candy Wiggly.
Yeah, that works perfectly.
Yeah. Candy.
Funny how it works, isn't it?
What's the Star Wars name? It's your name backwards, isn't it? So mine's Cram Snomis.
Mine's Yanad Draw.
Mine's Loat Mott.
God, it does work as well.
Loat Mott's, yeah, it is. That's
Yanad Ward. Yanad Draw, rather.
Yeah. Yes, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what other jokes can we shit on?
Well, so I've got one which I've only done on stage once and it went really well. But, you know, when you just try and talk your way through it. So basically, I do a podcast with Jack Skipper called Get to the Good Stuff, plug. And we had to record remotely one day and I was in the travel lodge. And so I had all this equipment with me.
Yeah.
I had the mic and stuff like that. And recorded it, then went off and did the gig, came back, packed it all away. And in my head, I was thinking, well, what would be funny is, because I was literally it all spilling out of my arms as I carried it to the car, is have a couple, you know, in my head, the couple have, next door to me have sex. And then they come out in the morning and see me carrying all this recording equipment. And then me go, So I build up this story of me going, oh God, they really went for it, you know. And he was a fucking stud. He must have reached a 5-minute mark, all this sort of stuff. And then I say, they looked at me when I'm carrying all this stuff. And I think the only thing I can say is, I wasn't recording you. And the problem is, when you say I wasn't recording you, what that sounds like, it sounds like you were recording them, you know. Yeah. So, but I can't. The problem is, obviously, it's one of them things where you know when you think something's funny is happening, and then you try and tell it as if it did happen.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? But it obviously didn't happen.
So, as opposed to when something did happen.
So all that happened is I was in a hotel room recording a podcast and thought. Yeah. And then Flight of Fancy took off, and I thought, oh, imagine if someone's having sex. Like, and
oh, so they weren't having sex.
No, okay. No, nobody's having sex. I literally thought, if nobody's having sex, I walk out the next morning carrying this, and they...
I don't think it seems unbelievable.
Do you not?
No, not in the slightest, because hearing them have sex is quite normal, and your situation you're in is normal with the recording equipment, so I don't think that's weird. And you said it worked.
It did work, yeah, but it was a very nice gig.
But the joke is that if you say something to someone that you're not doing something, it looks like you are.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're
addressing the elephant in the room, whereas the elephant kind of wants to be left the fuck alone.
And also, they weren't even thinking about the fact that they'd had sex. Like, they didn't even enter their head, probably.
Yeah, but they are probably thinking, why is that guy carrying a microphone?
I mean, you look like an undercover policeman.
Yes, you could go down that realms as well, which is thought like the sting operation.
But when you were saying it, I was thinking it seems like you're recording yourself in there. I was recording myself.
I was recording. Yeah, there it is. I was recording myself. Yes.
Yeah. Wanking to you having sex. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, if you leave it, you go, if you must know, I was recording myself. As if you're like, okay, guys, I wasn't doing anything weird.
Yeah.
If you must know, I was recording myself. I was like, oh, God. Yeah, that's the kind of the out, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, I think that's because it was like, I was emceeing and I was doing it was in the middle, I was doing new bits. I think it literally is one of them things where you get a good laugh and then you go, anyway. And it, like, rather than that's the end of that bit,
because
I didn't have an end. So I just kind of went, yeah, okay.
But I think that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do stand-up comedy. I also do a podcast. What's the podcast called? Oh, calm down. I need business cards to hand out during the show. It's called Get to the Good Stuff, right? The reason I tell you this is because we often do it in the studio. Do it with a guy called Jack Skipper and Joe Power. They're both brilliant. And I had to do one from a hotel room, right? In a travel lodge. So I had all the recording equipment, and we were all doing it over Zoom. And I did it. And then that night, I went off to my gig and I came back and there was a couple. They were having sex. I know. And they were really going at it. This guy was a fucking stud. He hit like the 5-minute mark. Do you know what I mean? I was like, fucking save some for the rest of us, chief. Okay. Anyway, the next morning, I get up and I'm not the most... I woke up quite late and I was like, I'd better get out of the hotel. So I've gathered up all my stuff. I've got like the microphone leads and all this sort of stuff. And I exit the hotel room just as they were exiting theirs. And, like, I'm looking at them, then looking at me, and I'm thinking, oh, shit, I better address the elephant in the room. So I just went, I wasn't recording you. And do you know what? When you say that, do you know what you sound like? You sound like someone that's been recording them. And then I said something that probably was the worst thing I could have said. I went, I think you'll find I was recording myself.
That's great. I've had a girl over before.
All right, mate. Calm down. Fuck Jesus Christ. Now.
End of anecdote.
Oh. Well done. We're all very proud of you. Sell out to UK tour. And
I had my video camera and everything because I've always got that in my room.
Yeah, of course.
Because of the recording people This is
actually a story about you having a girl over.
Genuinely, that's not really much to the story, but I just think that's almost like a premise for a bit because she did comment on seeing the camera, but in a fun way, like she understood I wasn't doing that, but she sort of ran with the joke.
But you were.
But I was. but that's so I feel like there's something there maybe.
What was she in your room for?
What was she in my room for? Just
what is this?
She got lost.
What is this?
Wrong house.
What the hell is this? jokes, not about rumpy pumpy.
Last time I was on here, there was none of this laddish.
I can only apologise.
Yeah, it's done. It's a laddish banter.
But Danny's the only different thing here now. So it's his influence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bought it up.
Yeah, I don't think Danny. I think we all, it was out of the blue, really.
Listen, I don't know what you get up to in travel lodges, but all I do, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Is watch Family Guy.
Isn't it always on?
Yeah.
An American Dad.
Yeah, American Dad. Only in the Travelodge.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm in the Travelodge, I switch the telly on. It's fucking American Dad or Family Guy.
It's all right. It's amazing because I actually quite like having the choice taken away from me. And so when you turn on the TV in a hotel, a film's on, you're like...
It's like the old days.
Yeah.
Film's just on and you just fucking watch it.
Yeah. I completely disagree.
Really?
Yeah, because you'll be halfway through a film.
That's fine.
It's unlikely that you're going to get it right at the beginning.
No, I jumped on one of the Mission Impossible the other day. I hadn't seen it before and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, which one was it?
I can't remember. It doesn't matter, does it?
Exactly, because you hadn't established it at the beginning.
Yeah, but I still enjoyed it.
Well, fair enough.
I enjoyed it. He was running around. It's one where Tom Cruise runs around.
Is it because you're not really good at making decisions?
Hey,
so is that what it is? Is that the psychology behind it? Is you don't like decision being made for you?
It removes choice anxiety, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I said this to
because you'd never have chosen that if you'd have gone for Netflix. You wouldn't have chosen.
That's
to watch
true.
It.
That's the point.
Exactly.
Mm. That's the benefit.
But then,
of it.
Yeah, then you get this lovely. But then I remember there was another film, and it was Glenn Close as a butler, where she was posing as a man, and it was great. It was like a period piece. And I really enjoyed it. But not a film I would have chosen, but another film that I was in a hotel. I turned it on, went, okay, let's watch this.
I love that when you discover a film that you didn't think you'd enjoy, because nearly all films are good, aren't they?
You're rowing back now, champ.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
No, but like going to a cinema and watching something that you don't know anything about and then it being great.
Cineworld sometimes Green do books. The secret screenings where you don't know what you're going to go
I
see.
I won't do that because in case it's a horror.
Are you not a horror fan?
Oh, I don't like jump scares.
Oh, really?
We watched Saw 10 here the other day.
Oh,
Mark
God.
Had his eyes shut the whole time.
Oh,
that
Marky.
Is not true. There's no jump scares in that. But I didn't
know. They hoovered his eyes
when
out.
When they hoovered the eyes out, I shut my eyes.
Oh,
just I don't know. Not because I thought their mind might come out, but it's just disgusting. So I don't want to see that.
They hoovered the eyes out.
My spoiler.
Oh, God.
Literally hoovered, popped out.
Henry. And he's still got a smiley face.
I tell you what, I got a shark there, 240 volts. I reckon it'll have your peepers out, no problem.
Oh, that's something to turn dark.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
What else you got, Tom?
Let me check my phone because I've always you know, what's your
right?
process?
My process.
Do you just jot down ideas?
Yeah, I have ideas, and then after when I've sort of got about 10, I'll just sit down and try and craft the ideas. That's generally what I do. So these are new bits you've got.
Yeah.
So these are just notes in your phone.
Notes in my phone. Basically, I want to do a thing where, because obviously we've spoken before about how illnesses people sort of seize up and stuff like that.
Like arthritis.
No. My dad was talking about a Make-A-Wish kid the other day.
Yeah.
But turns out he meant Aladdin. So there's that's what I want to get. It's Aladdin, but I don't know whether it's my dad. I don't know whether it's me that makes the mistake.
I think it's nice.
All I've got is Make-A-Wish kid, you know, Aladdin.
You know Aladdin. I think it's lovely they've given him a whole whole movie just about him. For a Make-A-Wish kid.
Oh, you would say?
I'm just. Playing.
I think Aladdin's the reveal.
Yeah,
I think you say the make the wish. And then you say he was Aladdin.
But the only reason I said that was the setup seemed a bit weird. Why is he talking about a Make-A-Wish kid?
Yeah. No. Oh, no. This is literally me trying
to... what I mean.
Yeah.
That's why I reared away from that.
Maybe you'd say I watched a movie about a Make-A-Wish kid the other day.
I didn't rear away. I veered away.
Yeah. Going on about arses, isn't he? Rearing away? Come to my bedroom so I can film your bum? Just... what?
say again.
So what about, I watched a film about a Make-A-Wish kid the other day. It was great. It's called Aladdin.
So you're the one that's, you're telling the joke, you know that that's a joke within the joke.
Yes, yeah.
It's not you misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So because if it was you misunderstanding, it'd be you'd hear someone talk about Make the Wish Kid, you wouldn't know what a Make the Wish Kid is, so you assume it's Aladdin. Yeah.
In a perfect world, I do a bit of audience interaction. I say, "What do you do?" And they say, "I work for Make a Wish Kid." Yeah. And I went, "Oh, what, like Aladdin?" That's the perfect world. Yeah. That's what we're at.
It's going to cost you a lot in actors.
Yes.
Why don't you just plant recall one every day. A story of you meeting someone that says, "I met someone who worked for a charity the other day."
I was excited because I was involved in this charity and it was a Make-A-Wish kid and I was excited because I bloody love Aladdin. And then you go, but then
someone said, do you want to meet a Make-A-Wish kid? And I went, yeah, great, love Aladdin.
Yeah.
The only thing with saying Make-A-Wish first is,
but
maybe
then you are actually bringing a Make-A-Wish kid into the realms of the joke, and there is a sick kid there. Whereas if it's just Make-A-Wish kid, there's Aladdin. There's no sick child in that scenario.
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of ways of doing this. It's quite interesting because, like, the Make-A-Wish. If Make-A-Wish is in the setup, it means you could that might make the audience uncomfortable in the build-up for it. Whereas if Make-A-Wish is the punch, you almost can get them before they've actually had time to think about what Make-A-Wish kid is.
True, but I think Aladdin is such a strong connection with wishes. The minute you say the word Aladdin, I think that tension goes.
How do you mean?
So if you go, oh, they said to me, do you want to make a wish kid? And they said, I met somebody that works for Make a Wish Kid the other day. I misunderstood. I said, oh, I love Aladdin. Or something like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I like that. But
I don't know whether you say I misunderstood.
But I'm interested what you mean by if you say Aladdin first, how does that does that take it away? I guess I don't.
Danny, what's your input?
I actually think you're right.
Yeah.
I just want to know. I want to understand why you are. Do you know what I mean?
I think Aladdin is quite a funny punchline to say.
Just as a word.
As a word, Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and then obviously when you say it, you go and you got the image of him riding the carpet and stuff like that, and the image of the genie. Whereas I think if you then have Make-A-Wish kid is the punchline. Rather than at the end you see Aladdin riding around the carpet, you see a sick kid.
You could do it as like a traditional joke. Be like, I'll tell you who the most successful Make-A-Wish kid, Aladdin.
Yes.
Like that sort of thing. But
yeah, yeah. That's very Mark Simmons it up, that.
It's not even that. I wouldn't do it. I don't like it. I don't like it. But I'm just thinking other ways.
That is quite Mark Simmons-esque, that.
Can I just ask a question? Could you just read out what it was originally?
It literally says, Make-A-Wish Kid, Aladdin. Make-A-Wish Kid, Aladdin.
But what did you say the first time? You said...
My dad... what was it? My dad said...
Oh, I've got another angle. Could you talk about the genie and be like how he's like? So go to the fact, John Cena has got the record for the amount of Make-A-Wish kids.
Yeah.
Granted wishes.
I think you're saying wishes twice, but you could sort of do it like the genie, and he's great because he's, you know, he works with Make-A-Wish kids.
Yeah.
I just felt that, like.
But then also, Make-A-Wish, is that not a play on Aladdin anyway? The idea is someone's making a wish, and.
Well,
is that not where it comes from?
Well, yeah, it's essentially. I don't think you immediately run to Aladdin, though, do
no,
you?
No, but is that it's the idea, isn't it?
You grant a last wish.
Yeah. I mean, I think it probably would work.
The first way you said it, yeah. He's like, my dad said he watched
a movie about a Make-A-Wish kid. That was it. Yeah.
Did you say a movie? Oh, I thought you just said he was talking about a Make-A-Wish kid.
I think. Oh, I turns out, my dad said my dad was watching a movie about. Turns out he meant Aladdin. I thought that was probably it.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Yeah. I think that, to me,
my point with that
just
is
a little, with just that a little chuckle, isn't it?
That's what I mean. That is just
a little chuckle.
Essentially, that is just a joke. Whereas it's not within realism.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So that essentially is, hey guys, I'm about to do a joke.
Which is
fine.
Yeah.
You say my dad's a bit of a klutz or whatever, you know. So yeah. Silly,
which is where you go, which is where if you meet a Make-A-Wish kid worker, that's the perfect, because then it's...
Yeah, because it's on the fly. But I mean, I've been working with... I mean, it is good. Like, I think it's really good.
Yeah.
But there's so many ways to try that. So
yes.
That's almost annoying because there's so many ways you could to find
and
the perfect way.
And so many ways will probably work, but you just don't know which one works.
The best,
yeah.
So when do you stop trying different ways?
Exactly, yeah.
Is the question.
Well, this is it.
Where you get three goes.
But I do also... Very good. I also think you... talk about Make-A-Wish, again, does make people...
Yeah.
And does that,
but that's what I mean. As soon as you say the word Aladdin, they go, oh, cheeky.
I know what Make-A-Wish is.
Does everyone know what Make-A-Wish is?
I say, we know it because of wrestling, don't we?
Of course.
I wonder if
my mum wouldn't. I always use my mum as an example. I don't think my mum would know. If I just said, what's a Make-A-Wish kid? I don't think she'd understand what that is.
But would she join in with the laughter of Aladdin because she knows who Aladdin is?
Mean you don't actually need to know all the full information to essentially get the gist?
I think if you go, Aladdin, I think people go, oh. Yeah. Was she that type of person?
I don't know. But do you want that?
A laugh. If I can get everyone on board,
I
then
wish
that's
I
fine.
Could get everyone on board. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm going to try it out tonight. The thing is, I did a bit of material recently where I tried it on the Wednesday and the Thursday. And on the Friday, I did the Comedy Cellar and I recorded it, and it went so well that I just then took the clip and put it on. I was like, that's because it. It was, you could tell I was fresh. I was excited to say it.
What joke was that?
It was probably that one that you didn't David. Like. it was about
stop having a go at me. I said,
I'm joking. We're all very proud of you. Slush puppy machine.
A compliment.
I saw a slush puppy machine, and my daughter was like, oh, Dad, we should buy that. And I was like, nah, Mum wouldn't let us. And she went, yeah, but Dad, you're my parent as well. And I thought, you know what? She's got a point. And I thought, I'm not going to wait till I get home to ask my wife permission to buy this machine. I'm going to call her now. I was like, and she said no, but I was like, well done on taking initiative. So it's just literally like
that's great. So I call her now, gets a laugh.
Yeah, that gets a laugh.
And then the tank gets a bit.
She said no, but I'd use my initiative. Well done, Tom. And then so that's the out. But
yeah.
they're still laughing from. She said no. Yeah,
that's really funny.
Yeah, it was. And it just went so well that I was like, well, that's not that it's been burnt because it's you know.
Did you really see a slush puppy machine?
Yes.
For sale,
yeah.
Where at?
Menkind.
Old school slush puppy that aren't Menkind. Great, or is it one of these new ones that keep the flavour throughout the whole
I'm
drink?
Not sure. It's one that you take home. It's a slush puppy machine that you take home, so yeah.
But is it called... Because slush puppies were never very good.
I thought you meant, was it a machine that I saw that you just got a slush puppy machine?
No. Because the old school slush puppy machines were rubbish because you'd suck all the juice out and it's just ice left in there.
Yes.
But in the cinema these days, they've developed them.
Well, that's ice blast, Mark.
So yeah, that's not slush puppies. Yeah. That's tango, isn't it? Tango
same, and there's other ones. But it's the same vibe. Is it like, do you think, was it a good... It's not, it doesn't matter.
It is a slush puppy brand.
I don't...
Is it a slush puppy brand?
It was slush puppy brand, yes.
I used to have a sound called Mr. Frosty, which is an absolute rubbish. Yeah. Absolute rubbish. Put the ice cubes in.
Yeah.
Ton of ice cubes go in there from your freezer. Barely a bit of crushed ice comes out. Syrup, absolutely, you know.
It went
sticky around the top. Yeah. Argos catalogue, page 169, number 16. I can still see it. Shit.
I remember Mr. Frosty is so fun. He makes...
I didn't remember the advert.
Yeah.
No.
I used to
want that, but I never...
It was rubbish,
Mark.
Well, no, I'm a fucking miracle that I was allowed it, really. All them E-numbers in the source, but anyway.
Yeah, grimy. What else you got, Tom?
Being a porn star's hard. this is one. I've got Child Predator mixed up with Child Prodigy.
Hang on. Predator and Prodigy, get that mixed. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my nephew is a child predator, is he? Yeah, yeah.
Back though, you could do like really, really proud of him. Oh,
yeah,
so,
yeah,
great.
So yeah, good. Yeah, it's my basically. I've got a friend in my set called Mike who I tang. He's the guy that says silly stuff that I hang off. So he would be the one that his nephew is a child predator, and he's so proud of him. And he's it's great. You should see him. Oh, you see my nephew? He's a child predator. He's brilliant.
So would you establish first about confusing those two words and then talk about, then go into an example?
I think
of
so.
I'd happened.
Say, because I say Mike, I said Mike, he's, I say, oh, I talk about going to somebody for advice and I say to the audience, I chose the wrong person though, didn't I? I chose Mike. So, yeah, so Mike is this character that I've established. So he would then be the one that misconstrues child predator for child prodigy. I had a routine that I've never tried and I always wanted to, where I'm mistaken for a chat log where I'm trying to... My daughter used to buy these things called LOL dolls, and basically it's a form of gambling, really, because you don't know what's inside and you hope to get the one that you want. Right. And there was one called Cherry, and you have a big sister and you have a little sister. So you get the big balls, you get the big sister, little balls, you get the little sister, but you don't know who you're going to get. It's like Merlin cards, you know. You open up the packet. Let's see what we got.
I never thought about that as being a bit like gambling.
It is a bit
like
gambling,
isn't it?
Like
when you were kids, getting stickers, buying something you don't know what's in them.
Yeah,
it probably does.
It is, because it's chance, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not,
right.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get in contact with somebody on Facebook Marketplace, and I'm looking for one called Little Cherry. And I'm like, can I pop round and get you a little cherry? You know, not the big sister. No, like, you know. And then it's me turning up, and then the Facebook hunters turn up like, you here to meet a 13-year-old girl? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you've got the chat log. You're going to pop around and get a little cherry? Yeah, 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 yeah. No, yeah. And it just builds and I'm just none the wiser. Just be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. You know.
How have they ended up there?
Because they're the other person on the chat log. But I'm just...
They're not really...
Hang on, what's this got? Hang on, this isn't Prodigy and...
No,
oh, this fucking hell. I was trying to work out how Prodigy was.
No, it was me remembering this bit that I've never tried.
Okay, yeah, great.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
That's
like,
funny.
It was like a third one that really rammed it home, where it was just like, yeah.
I had an idea recently about, it's too niche, I think, but about football boots when you're younger like were really important. And I remember once I turned up to football training in the dressing room, there were a pair of Predators sitting there, and then they had these new Reebok boots for me or something. But no one, I don't think anyone knows.
Yeah, it's like it's like Gary Delaney's, you know, put petrol in the Escort, killed her.
Yeah. That's great.
A pair of predators really funny as well.
That's why I like it.
I think most people know what predators are.
I think you laughed when I said pair of predators, so I feel like that has to be the punchline somehow, because everyone would know where it's going. Went to change room, there's a pair of predators sitting there. You still
both wearing night boots.
Yeah. You could maybe, you know what, you could probably just leave it there.
Yeah.
You could probably go, you know, new football boots, and when I walked in, pair of predators there. Let everyone laugh, and then
on the subject of leaving things there,
we're done. That's it. That's absolutely
got places to go.
That's
great.
That's absolutely flown by. Marks. Thanks so much. Where can people find you to like all your videos? Tell them again.
And don't just follow me, but actively follow me. Like the videos, you know, Tom Toll Comedy on Instagram and Facebook.
I'll give you a follow.
Oh, wow.
Podcast is called
Get to the Good Stuff. YouTube series is called Might Never Happen.
Great stuff.
Check out those, they're really funny.
I complimented you about that show.
You did?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, great sketches.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, there you go.
See? Is there a way of checking who's liked your face, your YouTube videos?
No, I definitely told you. I remember watching
you
it.
You did.
So do check all that stuff out. And
thank you.
My tour is carrying on in 2024, so check out those dates at marksimmons.co.uk or on my social media at jokeswithmark. Danny's social media is Danny Ward Comedy. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember,
be more Gareth.
Hashtag Awooga.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.